Cameroon and Ambazonia have been at war for 4 years and counting. And for those number of years, children in Ambazonia have not been to school. And La République du Cameroun seem not to care about it. All that they care about is bringing some African countries to come to Ambazonia to stage an African Champions Cup. We have said no to it because, number one, we cannot guarantee them security. And we will fight every one of them with the last breath and the last machine that we have. We have written to the African nations concerned and to the international bodies telling them we in Ambazonia will not allow that thing to take place in Ambazonia because it's a mockery of the people, the close to 15,000 people who have been killed in our territory.
As you know, Chris, the people of Cameroon and Ambazonia, I'm sure they love soccer. You will be depriving them of the opportunity. Are you not concerned?
No, I think our people are more interested about life and liberty, their freedoms, than some football thing that lasts for 1 week. And by the way, if African countries are so interested in having Cameroon stage this competition, where have the African countries been with war going on in this country for over 4 years? The African Union has said nothing. They've called no meeting. They've not called the government of Cameroon to order with the slaughter and the razing of villages and towns into dust. So we have no respect for what the African Cup is all about. For as long as they sit there, fold their hands and see our people slaughtered, and all they care is trying to come around to put on some football match. No, we are not depriving our people. Our people don't want to see it.
I'm sure President Paul Biya and his government are determined to have this tournament. How would you stop it?
We stop their elections. We stop their national days, the 11th February, the 20th May. We stop all of those in Ambazonia. We'll stop all of their elections also in Ambazonia. And we are going to stop this competition by any means available to us. Our restoration fighters are ready. And I can assure Cameroon, no matter the number of army they deploy on our streets in the Fako or Victoria, we will outwit them and we will stop those matches.